I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got an absolute stack coming your way today. We've got this little preview of our Parramatta Best 17 that'll be dropping this afternoon, 3 p.m. on YouTube. We've also got the entire audio from our Instagram Q&A that will be available a little bit later today, so stay tuned for that. Some brilliant bits of content coming your way. We've also got the Dragons Best 17 that is live on YouTube now, so you can go watch that now. You can watch Parramatta's Best 17 at 3 p.m. this afternoon, so a heap coming your way. There's a little clip from our Parramatta Best 17. Myself and Matty the Waterboy taking a deep dive into the Eels coming off that grand final loss in 2022, losing a couple of key guys, Isaiah Papali'i and Reid Marnie. Can they get themselves back up there? That is the big question. Can they go one better in 2023, which is probably the even bigger question. Really interesting side. A couple of injuries floating around the preseason as well, so plenty to touch on. 3 p.m. this afternoon on YouTube. Quite possibly could be Porky Pie, so stay tuned for that. The halves, Dill Brown and Mitch Moses. I think Dill Brown definitely coming off a career year. Mitch Moses up there with a career year. I think it's his most complete year of footy. He just gets slightly better every year, Mitch Moses.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. So, but yeah, you're right about Brown. He was fucking great last year.
How do you think we'll be talking about Brown in 12 months? Do you think he, like, does he keep going to another level? Or does he sort of plateau a little bit for his career? What are you sort of anticipating?
I mean, I know this probably sounds negative, but, like, if he doesn't improve on last year, I'm still happy.
Yep.
Like, he improved just out of sight last year. Defensively, as we always talk about, he's incredible. I mean, hopefully he goes to new heights, and of course he's going to improve. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't have to do a lot to, like, really impress anyone this year, because last year he was fantastic. So, and we probably, especially because he just signed that 9-year deal as well. Like,
yes,
pressure's off. I mean, the pressure was probably more on Parra than Brown, but at least he can just focus on that now. He had a good World Cup.
Now, I'm going to just jump ahead to the hooker quickly. We'll come back to the front row forwards. And this is probably my biggest question mark over Parramatta. Reid Marnie departs.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I thought Reid was good last year. I didn't think he was tremendous. I thought he was good. But the thing that I think probably held Reid back a little bit is that the halves are so dominant, Moses and Brown. And I think this is where Parramatta are really going to miss Reid. He's obviously great defensively. He's crafty and whatnot. But, mate, I think he's got the best dummy half pass in rugby league. You would quite often find that when Reid would get into dummy half and he'd hit Moses or he'd go straight to Dill Brown, he beats a defender with his pass.
Yeah.
Straight away gets Dill Brown or Mitch Moses on the outside shoulder of their guy. And it's a small thing, but it matters so much. I think you remember, Matty, when Jacko Hastings was sitting here and he sort of said, like, there's plays where the dummy half, if they throw the ball at your shoulder or behind you, the whole thing's fucked.
Yeah.
It's not on. And he sort of said, I would rather a player throw it too far in front of me than too far behind me, because it gets me on the front foot. And you watch the way that Reid Marnie passes, and when Parramatta are at their best, it was when he was putting it out in front and the boys were just coming on to it. So I really think they're going to miss that. Not that Josh Hodgson can't pass from dummy half, but Reid's just a different class, isn't he?
Yeah, he's stepping into into big shoes there. Like that, just that. Obviously, we've all seen Hodgson play the last 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, years here. We know what he can do. But yeah, like that one little element will be a test for him.
I think the other element to it as well, and we'll see how it all plays out, but Matty, from my experience of watching Josh Hodgson, there's been years where, and I understand why he is so crafty with the ball around the ruck, that sometimes you feel like he's playing in a hallway and the ball never leaves the ruck. And you can tell back in the day, your Aiden sees your Blake Austin, you just get a little bit frustrated with him. Granted, that was 4 or 5 years ago now. So he's an older footballer. I'm sure that he would be arriving at the Parramatta Eels with a task to just get these two halves the ball when they need it, get them clean ball when they want it. But there is that lingering worry in my mind that with your junior Paulos, your Regan Campbell-Gillards, your Sean Lanes, these forwards around the middle, that we could see a bit of Josh Hodgson ball. I hope not, but it is a concern for me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's possible. But as you said before, like, was he captain of the Raiders a few years ago? Like, that was up there with his team.
And that was the other thing, respectfully to those halves. If it wasn't coming from Josh Hodgson, it probably wasn't happening at that point in time.
Yeah.
And also, as I said, that was 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know, Josh Hodgson then, 28, 27. Now he's a 33-year-old guy coming off an ACL. I think he's just older, wiser. I think he will fit into this side well.
And I think if Moses and Brown, especially Moses, is saying, give me the ball, surely he's walking into that new team, surely.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think it will happen, but it is, if I had to pick a concern with this side and with him as a signing, that's probably it. But we'll see how it plays out. As I said, 33-year-old, very experienced player in our game. I'm sure that Josh Hodgson will arrive there thinking, I'm going to do whatever's best for the Parramatta Eels. Yeah. So I'm very keen to see how that plays out. The front row forwards, these two pick themselves, Junior Bolo and Regan Campbell-Gillard, two guys that just went to another level last year. And I think that Parramatta, more so than any other team in this competition, Matty, you can tell exactly how they're going to play in the first 3 minutes by these two.
Yep.
If they're winning the ruck and they're going forward, good fucking luck. If they're going sideways and they're popping off loads early and everything, you go, okay, we're a sniff here. Parramatta's not on. So, and I think when you go back to that Origin game one in Sydney, I think when Junior came on, he did the same sort of thing there. And it's sort of when Queensland got on the front foot. I think with a guy like Junior, he's got so much ability mixed in with his size that I think sometimes he can find it hard to find the sweet spot.
Yeah.
And I think it is the problem with, you know, guys that have got so much talent. Sometimes you want to do a little bit more than what you need to because you're capable of doing it. Whereas if you had a front rower his size that had no passing game, it would just be up and down all day.
Yeah.
But I think it was pretty...
And it'd be effective.
100% it'd be effective. And I think it was really noticeable towards the back end of last season when Parramatta started to find consistency and hit good form that RCG and Ballo, they'd both worked that out.
Yeah.
We need to go north and south, and that's when we get on the front foot. Then we can bring that into our game a little bit later. Edgeback rower Sean Lane coming off a career year. He was tremendous. He's a guy that I think we would all agree is probably a guy that could be a smoky for an Origin spot this year. He's a different body shape to most guys in this competition. Might need an injury or two, but around Origin time there always is. So, I mean, if Sean Lane was picked in the Kangaroos squad, Matty, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have batted an eyelid.
Yeah, there was talk around him and Hutto Young.
Well, I thought one of them would be there for sure. I didn't know which one. I was a bit surprised when neither of them got there.
Yeah, me too. I was more shocked about, I probably thought Young probably just ahead, but I certainly would have blinked if Lane was in that Aussie team.
So Sean Lane, he'll pick himself on the left edge with Dill Brown out there, one of the best combinations in the league last year. Right edge is interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. There's four names that I've got here. The first one I'm going to strike off the list is Jermaine Hopgood. I've spoken about him a lot. I think he's a 13. I don't think he'll play on the edge. I think he could play there if need be, but I think he's wasted there. I'd be playing him on the at 13. We'll talk about him in a minute. The other one's Ryan Madison, mate. He's played a lot of edge throughout his career, but I think he's too important coming off the bench.
He was so, so good off the bench last year.
I know we all refer to Scotty Sorensen as, you know, the ultimate bench guy because of his win percentage at the team he's at. Man, I think that if Madison was at the Panthers, for example, and he was coming off the bench, if you swap their roles, it'd be a landslide to Ryan Madison.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of that comes from the Panthers' winning percentage as well. But, yeah, what Madison came on and did last year, like the numbers he was putting up was insane. And we are well past the days of the bench players being like worse than the starting players. Like everyone plays their role. And if Madison's best role is off the bench, also he's not playing the first three games. Well, Who knows? But
fuck knows.
So he won't even be there anyway. So yeah. I think he won't just walk back if he's, yeah.
Apparently
I think
he's trying to overturn that.
Yeah.
I can't see a world where the NRL goes, oh, okay, fair enough. Now you can pay it.
Nah,
surely you can't make a decision then backflip. I mean, if that was during the regular season, you almost definitely couldn't.
No.
So I'm not sure why, but we'll see how it plays out. But Matto, I think that even after the three weeks, he could potentially end up on that edge, but I would rather bring him off the bench. I think he's so important there. So, mate, it sort of leaves the door open for two guys. A third one, Bryce Cartwright. He got injured the other day as well, but I would have probably had him behind. Jack Murchie, coming from the New Zealand Warriors, who he's always been talented. He doesn't have a stack of upside, but I can see him developing into a good player. The other one I've heard people talking about is Matt Dory from the Canterbury Bulldogs, who he made his debut a couple of years ago, looked very, very impressive. Ever since then, I haven't been overly impressed by any footy I've seen from Matt Dory, whether it be first grade, New South Wales Cup, whatever it might be. Solid footballer, but for me, I don't know if he'll be a starting edge player. I think he's going to have to show a lot of improvement. I'm leaning towards Murchie at the moment, mate. Where are you sitting?
I have been a Murchie fan for a while. Even back when he was at Canberra. I know he didn't... he might have played a bit at Canberra, but even like when he was coming through, like playing for Mounties and that, like the younger grades, I've always been a fan of Murchie. He's got a bit about him. I remember watching him in an Origin game once, under 20s, and he was player of the match.
Yep.
He's got a bit about him. I think... I don't know if it was last year or the year before. Maybe it was the back end of the year before. He strung like a couple of games together where he set up a few... We know he's got a bit about him. I think it's a good signing for Power, and I would love for him to be the starting back rower.
Yeah, you're actually right, mate. I said before he doesn't have a heap of upside. He actually does have a bit of ball playing in him, doesn't he? He seems to do it every 2 years. He has a string of five or six games where you sit back and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This guy can play, but then someone comes back from injuries. Like, I feel like at the Warriors last year, like if Josh Curran didn't exist, he would have got a heap more opportunity. So I think it could be a good little signing for Parramatta. And as I said, I think ideally they want to keep Matto on the bench.
Yeah.
Jermaine Hopgood, he will line up in the 13, I believe. People are saying he'll get the 13 round one because Matto won't be there. I personally think he'll be in the 13 regardless to start games. I'm not sure what his minutes will look like or how the rotation will work. You might just see Ryan Madison become part of the sort of front row rotation. I wouldn't be surprised to see Hopgood play 50.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Potentially 60 minutes still. He's got a huge motor. He gets through a stack of work. Great little offload. He's very similar to Ryan Madison. So I think that them through the middle, they could become quite a dynamic little combo, Matty.
I am very, very happy to just blindly follow you on this one because you've been talking about him for quite some time. And yeah, I'm just gonna trust your judgment on this one.
This is one I'm reasonably confident on.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. I can tell.
He's going to be the goods. I didn't realize he's actually a Queenslander.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm considering making the call.
The Cotter call.
The Cotter call, but I'm not as confident on it. So
yeah, right.
We'll see how it goes. But I think Hopgood's going to be one of the signings of the year.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.